On this week's Arabidopsis Research Roundup, I'm joined by Levi Yant, who's a new faculty member at the John Innes Centre. And he's going to be talking about a new paper just published in PNAS, the title of which is Borrowed Alleles and Convergence in Serpentine Adaptation. So, first of all, Levi, thanks very much for joining us. And I think the first thing is required is to describe what serpentine is and then describe about the rest of this paper. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's an honor to be able to talk a little bit about the study. It's a very fun study that kind of came up extemporaneously based on some collections we were doing of this obligate outcrossing Arabidopsis relative, Arabidopsis arenosa. So when I say it's obligately outcrossing, I mean that it has relatively large flowers, which smell relatively nice and have to attract pollinators. So it's got a lot of diversity, and it's a nice emerging model system between mine and Kirsten Bombliss's lab for studying the basis of local adaptation, as well as the basis of adaptation to internal trauma, such as genome duplication. Okay. But this particular population that we focused on in the recent paper was growing on a serpentine soil, and we just stumbled across it in the literature from 1955. There was reported a serpentine outcrop in Austria, which was high in metals, so phytotoxic levels of metals, had very low macronutrients, essential for growth, it's highly porous, and had a very low calcium to magnesium ratio, which is a stressful condition for plants to grow on. So it's kind of this perfect storm of plant stressors, all of which I think have some very satisfying bearing on rational crop development. So this was very attractive to us to understand how a plant could adapt and evolve to such a situation, what the genetic basis of that is.
Okay, cool.
So it was a simple two-step plan. We measured in collaboration with David Salt and his Ionomics platform, first of all, elemental accumulation of sites across, so of both soil from sites across the range of Arabidopsis arenosa, as well as the accumulation levels of plants grown in common garden conditions on John Innes mix, and correlated whether that outdoor challenge, mm-hmm. the soil, was reflected in adaptations in accumulation or exclusion of particular metals and macronutrients in the plants. And we found that, in fact, there was this highly specific accumulation or exclusion profile mm-hmm. That was a rich and refined phenotype. So we really have David's Ionomics platform to thank for that.
Okay, that's good.
In the second step, we looked at selection signatures across the genome by resequencing individuals from three populations. And we then correlated those selection signatures with Ionomics profile and found some interesting patterns of selection as well as gene flow from other species and between populations as well.
Okay, excellent. So I really like that that you were looking in the literature from something from the 50s and came up with this little note probably, which maybe didn't say much, but you could really highlight in on that. That's very nice. But so in the paper you mentioned you compare then arenosa populations with previous work you've done with Arabidopsis lyrata as well. Can you explain that connection?
Actually, that there was a previous study by Tom Turner and Sergei Nushkin, I hope I pronounced that correctly, looking at selection selection of Arabidopsis lyrata, both in Scotland and the United States.
Okay. So
a genome resequencing study from, I think it was 2009 or 2011, I forget, it's a while ago, early days for genome resequencing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they did a fantastic job, but they were certainly limited by the technologies of the day and limited to one species. So we then went back in with it to arenosa and looked at whether we had the same loci under selection. It turns out, yeah, there were a number of the same loci and sensible processes, both potassium transporters and calcium cell stress signaling hubs, two pore channel, one of them being a critical stress signaling calcium dependent central storage vacuole transport channel.
Okay.
So we found that really satisfying, but what I think was most interesting, at least to me, was that we saw indications of gene flow with independent populations of Arabidopsis lyrata that were in the Wachau, so in central Austria, totally independent of that convergent evolution
okay.
question. So there were a few things going on in the populations that we didn't necessarily expect to see, both the gene flow with lyrata populations that were local and the convergent evolution with Lyrata populations that were absolutely unconnected with the ones that we were looking at. So it paints a picture of both constraint on processes that could be modified by natural selection in response to serpentine adaptation, but or serpentine challenge, mm-hmm. but also gene flow between species, showing that reticulate evolution between these Arabidopsis relatives might be extremely common. In combination with some recent work from Magnus Nordborg, sequencing the Arabidopsis genus, I think that's just coming out in Nature Genetics now, shows that the hybridization between all of these relatives is very common and that we're going to see more patterns like this.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. So you mentioned that you found a number of loci which confer this adaptation. So are you going to take on some work on those specific loci? Is that the aim now?
Definitely. That's very high on the list. And being at the John Innes Center, I think this is a perfect environment to collaborate with people who specialize in these processes. So first of all, I mentioned 2-pore channel. That was discovered by the director of the institute here, Dale Sanders.
Okay.
And of course, we'll be collaborating on looking at whether these naturally evolved alleles of 2-pore channel actually do mediate stress signaling in a calcium-challenged environment by doing direct targeted phenotypic assays on their function. And that's relatively, I think, straightforward to do, at least for in a lab like Dale's, not my lab, right?
But we can
take advantage of that. So we're keen to do that, as well as look at dehydration stress tolerance on serpentine and elemental uptake of all the different elements we looked at. We found potassium, sulfate, nickel, ammonium transporters among our top candidates.
Okay, that's great. So, I mean, that's really nice to see that this study you did on a kind of more global level is really focusing on these specific loci, which you will work on yourselves and in collaboration. Okay, that's great.
Right.
All right. So, well, thanks very much for joining us today. And it's really just another note. So at Garnet, we're quite interested in about the reuse of data, and we just had a little conference on that in April, which David Salt contributed for, and really. You showed that using that old Lyrata data together with your new data, you really used this reuse of data to come up with a new story, and that's been really excellent to see.
Yeah, that helped a lot, and of course, the more data that we can contribute to public repositories, the better this is going to be. So we fully support this as well.
Absolutely, excellent. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll look with interest at your future work. Certainly.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.